All right, everyone, we are back. It is yet another edition of Inside City Limits. After our shorthanded episode earlier this week, we are at full strength right now. We have the full crew here. We have the future groom, Trevor Holloway. We have Mike. We have Jack, myself. Fellas, we are going to get into the matchup in the Pacific Northwest this weekend. But first, we are going to start at – all right, settle down. First, we're going to start at the training ground this week. The boys hit the pitch on Wednesday. Leuven back at training. Everyone training in full except Durkin, Kessler, Cotlin. And that includes Alm, Reed, and Silva. We're all training in full as well. It's pretty exciting.
Love it. Love to see Alm back in training.
I love that they have Silva working on that right wing spot. This is the ideal position, in my opinion.
Yeah, we better see some Silva. Like, even though these guys are back in training, they're probably not going to play this week, so we really need to see some minutes from Silva, kind of get a feel on what we have in him, and it'll be exciting.
I don't know if you guys watched the press conference that they had today with Olaf and Toyshirt, but they asked Toyshirt about his position in the team. You know, last week he played that right wing kind of area. And closer to that, he's actually more comfortable playing more like a cam, kind of behind the striker. So I think it'd be great for Silva to lock up that right wing role, and we can move Toyser back into the midfield where he feels a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't done that sooner. Like, he hasn't really been finishing like a number nine or like a winger or anything like that. So if he's more comfortable sitting back a little bit farther, and we have issues right now with our midfield, mainly just because of health. I definitely would like seeing him moving back going forward.
My only issue with that, though, is I feel like that's how Klaus is. Like, Klaus is more of a hold-up play, you know, maybe feed somebody in. I feel like we'll have Hartel as an attacking midfielder. I just don't know if there's room for that. I guess you could go to a two striker system, but I feel like both him and Klaus tailor that role well, and we need like a actual finisher, someone who can actually convert the chances that they create.
We don't have one of those. Well, you know, they were
we certainly Alm do not.
They were training Alm in that striker position. Maybe they feel like he can be that player.
Ooh, I like that. He's got the speed.
Back to the midfield, they're definitely putting Watts there, right, this week?
Oh, God, why'd you have to do that?
I mean,
we were having fun. We were starting strong.
I think Watts played okay last game.
Yeah, but this is going to be like his fifth start. Do you really want Watts to make five starts in a season?
Not particular. No, I don't. But, no. You know what? No. I was going to try to see if there's a positive.
A deep U.S. Open Cup run.
I can see him tearing up. Yeah, I can see Watts tearing up Omaha.
Yeah, Watts could start against Union Omaha, but I don't want him starting against Seattle.
I tell you what, Josh Yarrow, Akil Watts, Makai Joyner. I'm trying to think of Betcher. Who else should start against Omaha. Betcher, Ostrock.
I like Ostrock.
No, I do too. I'm just saying, like,
I would definitely like Ostrock's spot start against Omaha. I would love
get him some minutes. Yeah, that none of some of those were a little shady. Some of them were actually like it'd be nice to see him.
You know, you guys were missing last one. I do want to get your guys's because Mike, you've been ringing the Ostrock bell. How did you like him last week?
Unfortunately, my memory is clouded of the game last week. Because of what happened at the very end. I remember having more complaints about Ostrock. I would have rather had seen Celio start. I think we all would have. So we saw what Celio did at the end. Maybe we started on that. I liked him. I don't know. He's not better than Celio. And I want to see Silva play before I commit to him getting more and more starts, I should say.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I was once I read that Alm playing at the striker, I was thinking if we had Celio, Alm, and Silva as our top three, you imagine the deep balls, because that's, you know, that's all Morales can do, that he could play into those three.
Leuven can do that as well. Imagine those three up top, and then you're like, your center mids is Leuven, Hartel, or like Hartel, Toyshirt, Leuven, Toyshirt. That's pretty good. I feel like we'd be scoring a lot more goals than we are now.
With Durkin?
Durkin would be like, I guess it depends on the formation. Durkin definitely be sitting back more. And we're not going to see him till August, right? Something like that.
They're saying June.
Ooh.
I also think I have a different opinion of Ulm than you guys do.
I mean, I don't know. I can't remember much about Ulm. Like, he's played in a handful of games every year, but he's always in and out of the lineup or injured that, like, I don't have any recency, like, film on him. Like, I just can't remember. I remember when he had the ball, he was good in space. He's quick. He's talented. But he just couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah, mine was going to be he's fast. I remember he's fast. That's about it. And he's Swedish. the only other player we didn't talk about was Berkey. He is going to have a scan on his hand on Friday. If all is well, he should be back to full training soon, which is incredible to hear. He was handling the ball in the net, during Wednesday's training session. So, I mean, it just sounds like another notch up, getting back to match fitness. And hopefully after this comes out, we'll hear good news about that scan. And then maybe we'll see him practicing next week and maybe between the pipes. I don't know. I don't know how long that process will take.
You know, I think it was KMOV asked him a question today about it. And he said his hand feels great. But that he's in no rush, especially with the performances of Ben Lunt. So it is nice that our backup keeper is playing so well that Berkey feels like he can take his time and let it fully heal rather than trying to rush it.
But I don't want him to take his time. I don't know if I love that. I'd rather him be in there.
Yeah, I'd rather Berkey take his time.
You'd rather have him in there with a broken hand?
Well, not a broken hand, but like, how are we talking here? I've seen some bad. I think I'm ready to not see him for a little bit.
I think it's better Berkey stays out a couple more weeks just to make sure that hand's 100%. Because you don't want him coming in and taking a weird shot, and then it's another 2 months.
If I had to guess, Lunt plays Seattle and then Omaha, and I bet Berkey's back next Saturday against San Diego.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I will say Lunt, like I'm saying that, he played amazing last week. I read in the game notes that they released after the presser, that was his first penalty save.
In MLS or like in professional soccer?
I think it just said first penalty save, but now if it says MLS specifically, I'm going to look dumb.
But that's still a great save.
He had seven saves last week. I think that was like tied for his career high or something. I'm going to just go read the direct quote.
And you guys went over it in the recap last episode. But yeah, Lunt balled out. Some soft penalties, some terrible VAR. But he balled out last time and looked good. So hopefully he keeps going and Berkey can take his time.
You don't think he gives Lunt a break against Omaha? There's Oliveras out there.
I could see it.
By the way, I'm on ESPN on roster right now. It has Jaden Reed listed as a goalkeeper.
Hey, might see Reed for
worldwide leader in sports.
No wonder I could not find a VAR table that showed all the VAR stats. If they can't even get our players' positions right.
It also says he's from Scotland.
Jaden
Reed. I don't think that's right. That's not right.
Have they met Jaden? I mean, do they know who our players are?
That's an intern. Some intern fucked that up and doesn't even know it.
That's why I feel like you can make decent money off of like betting on these MLS games, because I feel like it's just a sport that isn't paid too close attention to. And if you really know
Trevor,
your shit,
you'd think that.
Talking about people that really care about sports, unlike you, who makes terrible decisions.
Cool. Even if it was an intern, does the name Jaden Reed scream Scottish to you?
That's true.
If someone said, "Hey, this is my friend Jaden Reed," I wouldn't be like, "Your Scottish friend Jaden Reed? Wow!" You know, like it's just now. If it was Jaden McReed, right, guys?
It took me. I had to open up the player profiles. I was like, maybe we do have. It's just another guy named Jaden Reed, but no.
Nope, that's him, and he's not a keeper. Working his way back from the.
When you click on him, it has all the right information. So I don't know what's going on.
There was a little bit of an update Thursday. I'm not sure if it was from training itself. I know sometimes the manager will do interviews down there or at the press room, but Olaf said that Berkey, Leuven, Totlin, Durkin, Kessler, Alm, JGR, and of course Morales, because of the red card, are all unavailable against Seattle.
Not ideal.
It's a lot of unavailables.
We're kind of used to it at this point, though. The good news is that they're all training, so soon they're going to be available.
That is true. They're training in full. I think everyone was except for Kessler, Durkin, and Totlin. Totlin was there, which I think he wasn't.
He was not
training at all Wednesday.
Training on Wednesday, and he was. They said he was running off to the side.
Yeah, that's good. They just said that Reed and Alm aren't ready yet. I would assume that's just like fitness wise. Like, there's no re-aggravating or anything. They're just taking their time,
Reed,
which is perfect.
Injured
fine.
His foot in December, right? It was off season. Or am I remembering?
Yeah, he had surgery right away, I think. The JGR update was he might see some time with City 2, which is, I think, the right decision. Because, I mean, he's still, what, like he's 21 maybe? I know he's like very, very young. It's more of a signing for the future, I think, when it got announced. Especially since he hasn't played in who knows how long. I think that's the right choice.
ESPN says 20, but take it with a grain of salt, obviously. But yeah, I'm 100% behind that. I'd rather him get full games with City 2, which is beat Bayern, or another under-16s beat Bayern. But I'd rather see him get full time with City 2 than like 10 minutes here and there with the first team.
I hate that our most expensive signing of all time hasn't played for us, basically. I know it was a teenager for the future, but it's just, man, $1 million?
You can say that about everybody we spend a lot of money on.
That's the thing. We haven't really spent a lot of money on people.
Well, I'm talking about even salary-wise.
Food transfers don't count, though.
The only person that we spend a lot of money on salary-wise that is Berkey, that's been reliable in terms of availability.
The City website also says 20, so I think ESPN got that one right.
One for three.
See, anything else? Anything? One for three. Averages going up. From the Thursday update as well, Olaf said that Zonde Silva could make an impact against Seattle. Wasn't enough time, obviously, last week, but he's got a full week of training. And the quote that I saw was, "It's definitely a possibility." Love to see him.
I guarantee we see him.
Then the mic was right column, by the way. I said he wouldn't have enough time, and I was right. I know it was a bold prediction, but just made sure.
I was going to say, I don't think that was the craziest take I've ever heard.
I think we see him. I think he's part of the first round of subs.
I think that I saw our BFF Matt Baker tweet that he talked to him after training, and he said that, like, most of his shit is still in Atlanta. Like, he found out he got traded and then left immediately.
Yeah, so he apparently found out less than 24 hours before it was announced.
That's crazy.
And yeah, he said his stuff is still in Atlanta.
Can we send a U-Haul down there to get his stuff up here, please? Not too hard to do.
They're not paying a lot of people a lot of high salaries. They should have the funds to send the U-Haul down to Atlanta.
Well, go down there and get his shit, dude.
All right. Everybody calm down. We'll move to the match on Saturday. This is a familiar foe for City. We have lost to Seattle 4 times. We're 1-0-4 all time, getting outscored 9-2 in those matches.
Hey, when was that one, though?
Was recent? I'm not
the one win. Which result was the most recent of the 5 you were just talking about?
The win.
I'm just stating the numbers. Numbers never lie.
2023 anymore. It's over.
The Louisville free kick.
Mm-hmm.
9-2 is crazy, though. That's wild.
9-2. Five games. We have not scored a goal at whatever the stadium's name is. We haven't scored a goal. We haven't gotten a point on the road.
It's where the Seahawks play. You watch football?
Whatever. I've actually been there. Seattle football. I was still thinking it was CenturyLink.
That was like 1991, pal.
The Sounders are also unbeaten at home in their last 11 matches. They are 5-6-0. That's win, draw, loss, because Jack is a loser.
I'm right.
It's like that Vancouver.
I will say the MLS website has it as win, loss, tie. Just saying.
Anyways, Seattle may be pretty good at home, but they haven't played us at home.
That's true. Not this year.
I was going to say, I think they have, actually, and we've lost both times.
Not this year, though.
Cole, we don't care what Bradley Carnell did, all right? He's gone. It's over.
Cole,
you can already see the cracks forming in Philadelphia. Also, while we're on the topic of Philadelphia, I just want to say, Indiana Vasilev has played awfully this year. I cannot believe we got $1 million for him.
What is that $1 million going towards? Would that just be Silva, you think?
Like paying off the stadium. That's all they talk about.
Yeah, stadium. And apparently all the money is going towards stadium and youth initiatives.
Probably that new Energizer sign they put up.
Needs to go to a fucking parking garage downtown.
For real.
You could just take the metro.
Take the metro.
If you want to get
Don't get me started on downtown parking. The amount of car break-ins, I swear. Just
take the metro.
Oh boy, here we go.
It might have been a harsh comment. I'll walk that one back. But
conservative bullies afraid of downtown St. Louis.
Not afraid of downtown.
I'm the only one that lives in the city of St. Louis. None of you.
I'm in St. Louis County.
Okay,
it's the same thing.
It's in the city, is it not?
Yo, I will say your address out loud if you don't move on.
Can you see the arch all right. from your
We've gotten a little bit of luck this weekend with Seattle. They have had some injuries come out this week. Jordan Morris is out with a hamstring injury. He's re-aggravated a previous one that he just came back from. He's out like 6 weeks, so he's gone. Jesus Ferreira is up in the air after he suffered, and I don't know if I typed this in wrong, an adductor strain?
I think it's abductor, right?
Yeah, that might be a typo, hand up. Manager Brian Schmetzer said they would assess his availability on Friday, but he's erring on the side of caution, so we might get lucky.
Both those players missed the first game too. I think they both had like a hamstring injury or something.
The adductor is a thing. It's a different muscle.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Score one for the good guys.
Immediately backed down as soon as someone said that might not be right.
Ferreira.
Can we not see Ferreira?
Maybe I'm thinking of Ariola.
And I think he was also listed on the availability report last week. He was out, but I couldn't find anything this week. So he might also be out.
Didn't Ferreira get hurt when we played them?
I'm going to go back and look.
Misremembering that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he played and got subbed off. I'm pretty sure it's because he got hurt.
Oh, yeah, it was Morris and Ariola that were out. So yeah, Ferreira did play and did. He pulled a Betcher. He didn't do anything.
It seems a little unfair. I want him to get a start against Omaha and put up 5.
Man, 5 against Omaha, that's almost a real goal.
Remember our best player last time we played Omaha, I think it was 2 years ago, was Aziel Jackson. I think he scored like 1 or 2. I remember being at that game. So if Betcher scores more than 1, he'll be better than Aziel Jackson. We can get some money for him. Columbus. Send him to Columbus, yeah.
All right. I don't need to hear what Bradley Carnell did. 2023 is over.
That's true. It is over. I'm just saying Betcher doesn't do anything. That was my whole point.
All right.
I agree to that.
I disagree.
I agree. Well, I agree with that one. You disagree? You think Betcher does a lot?
I don't know about a lot, but I don't think he's as bad as Jack thinks.
He's a team in expected goals, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He did before last week.
I'll tell you what Betcher does is he wears the number 11. That's what he does.
He creates chances. You can't say that about everybody on the team.
He doesn't create chances. He misses created chances. That's what he does.
That he makes.
I don't know. Last time out, he was just kind of like
Alms would be any better than Betcher.
I mean, almost has the same amount of goals as Betcher does this year.
But he doesn't. So what's the point of picking the stat up?
I just saying, I would start Alm over Betcher every day, but Wednesdays.
It's just the every day,
but the last year and a half.
That's an insane.
He hasn't been available.
Lock it in right now. End of the year, Alm has more goals than Betcher. That is your hot take of the week.
Action. That is
I'll
a
take
crazy
that action.
Take. The only thing is Alm's literally only one back.
One back and they're tied. Two back against Omaha and boom, he's got the lead.
I just worry about Alm playing a lot. Like, as soon as he gets back, worry about a re-injury.
He's got a little Nilsson in him for sure.
So what do we say? If Betcher outscores Alm, I'll give you guys all $10. But if Alm outscores Betcher, you all give me $10.
Sure.
You know, it's such a crazy take until there's money on the line, and then nobody wants to.
I'll take
all $10.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if all now scores them, you all give me $10.
Like over the season,
so I get 30. Yeah, at the end of the year, all comps.
100%.
All right.
Locked in.
Right, okay, we're virtually handshaking.
Write that down.
Like 4 weeks from even coming back.
And then he's only gonna play for 3 weeks.
A poll right now and see who people think will lead after the end of the year.
So it really sucks when he comes back and they put him in a defensive mid role.
Yeah. Put him at a right wing back.
Left wing back. Still might be close.
No. Betcher's about to go off.
I agree.
Is that what he's gonna do?
All right. Get back to the game this weekend. Stop talking about Betcher. Seattle, honestly, haven't been doing as hot as, you know, you would think when you think of the Sounders. Them in Portland, I always feel like they're going to be contending in some capacity. They've really only earned 3 more points than we have. They are 3-4-3 win, draw, loss. Only 1 for the goal differential. So, I mean, they're just as mid as we are right now.
Yeah, I see their expected goals are really not that much more than ours. It really
they're
just
having
points out
13
how
goals scored, yeah.
It really just points out how poor our finishing is. They've got
how lucky our finishing's been.
Yeah, I mean, they've got an expected goals of about 16, and they've scored 13. Ours is about 14, and we've scored 7.
I don't know. You guys know, you always give me shit that I'm negative and that I'm not a fan. I think that on the road it's going to be tough, just like it was last week. They should have won last week, I guess. Though I don't know. I just think
we have 7 goals scored. Do we?
Seems high.
Did I look at the wrong stat?
Because one's an own goal, so it doesn't count.
Oh yeah.
For us.
No,
it might have counted on the. It might have counted on the MLS website.
There's no way that should count.
He's gonna listen. To
I mean, it shouldn't even be an own goal. It should be a Nilsson goal.
He's gonna listen
be
to
own
that.
Goal
us.
Someone's back. That doesn't make any sense. You know how badly I wanted that to be a Nilsson goal, so I could come on here.
No, I'm also talking about
talk
you
shit.
Said 13 expected. Set, I don't know. It feels like 7. What was an own goal? Maybe 7 asterisk.
Well, here, how about this one? I like this better. We've had 112 total scoring attempts, 31 on-target shots, 36.6%. They're at 54 on-target shots on 149 attempts, so 36.2. very even. Both of our on target, we shoot on target about a third of the time. They scored 13 out of 54 on target shots, and we scored 6 out of 41.
I mean, that's, well, they do have us
not really selling the game very much.
They do have us at 7 goals on the website. We are tied for New England and seven Austin Astros. For second lowest in the league behind Montreal.
Hey, suck it, Montreal. Score some goals.
Nerds.
Wow, they have 4 goals.
My God, 4 so goals. Bad. To be so fair, bad. It was 3 or 4 games ago. We only had 4.
Yeah, but they've played 10 games and they only have 4.
The past God. Is the past.
Don't we play Montreal this year for the first time?
7 are from just 2 games in L.A. We can't score outside of L.A.
You just play in L.A. every week. Put our home games at Los Angeles.
We've gone through that once. We're not doing that again.
Oh, shit.
Get it, guys? Because the Rams left?
Oh, because the Rams. I get it.
The Rams.
Yeah, we got it. All right. Any other thoughts on the game before we go into the lineup?
I was like,
how
did you remember that we played Montreal in September?
Because I saw that, what was it? We've never scored a goal against LAFC, and another one was Montreal. And I'm like, really? We lost to Montreal, but it shows we've never played them. And this year we play him for the first time.
I was just like looking for the game, and I was all in September. I was like, how does he know?
Yeah, I already got tickets for that. I got those tickets a while back.
Remember, that game is in Montreal. You might want to sell those
tickets. Yeah, I got tickets. I'm making the trip up. You think you need a passport for Montreal?
I can guarantee you need a passport for Canada.
I'll just see if my
just
real
let ID me works. In.
Come on, guys. I already got tickets. Come on.
It's also, they speak French in Montreal.
Oh, shit. I better sell those.
Also bad at hockey.
Ooh.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
I guess. Some shots.
Go Blues.
This is a soccer podcast.
I just want to say, hey, you don't want to get hit like that. Keep your head up. Right, guys?
Yeah, Winnipeg's a bunch of crybabies. That's the same hit on Kyrou. Shifley got hurt. You know, it's not a Blues podcast. Shifley got hurt because he tried to run over Foxa, and he couldn't do it because he's a little baby.
The president was tracing like Trump.
He put it to your Trump place.
He didn't leave his feet. It was Shifley, a clean hit.
I know that guy. He's
a dirty hit. Wasn't a dirty hit.
That was a 55 was injured. From the Foxa hit, it wasn't Shin's fault.
They say, Shin, the cleanest hockey player I've ever seen, has never done a dirty hit. One of the best. You are a pussy, Shifley, a little baby. We call him Crybaby Shifley. That's what they call him.
That hit wouldn't have hurt me. I wouldn't have been hurt by it.
Me? Nah, I'm hopping back up. I'm built different, though.
We got to move on to the lineup.
The Blues.
We got to.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up, 55.
All right. London net, obviously. London net?
Yeah. London net. The best goalie we've ever seen.
Center back, obviously, will have Baumgartner.
I hope that Hebert's on the center back line this game.
I hope it's Hebert, Nilsson, Baumgartner, honestly.
Yeah, those three I would be very happy to see on that.
Hey, you got to play Nilsson when he's healthy. Because he ain't healthy for very long.
He basically scored a goal. He should be tied for second most goals.
I think it'll be Baumgartner, Hebert, Horn for the center back.
No, Horn's going to be on the left.
Yeah.
Because Wong's just too good in the middle.
No, and you're right. Hebert's going to be the guy on the right.
Yeah.
Because there's just no one. There's no one else to put out
there. I think they're going to put Watts out there.
I'd be fine, honestly, having Watts
out there. Who else would they have in the middle?
It's going to be, it's probably going to be Ostrock and Wallum.
It or needs
Hartel.
To be the
Hartel will probably drop back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's taking the role of the more defensive minded midfielder, though. You got to remember that.
Who?
Hartel. Whoever's getting inserted in.
Yeah,
I think Wallum played.
That's why I think it's
going to
be Watts. Now they need to have Wallum and Celio on the left attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wallum is like your left wing back.
Yeah, I'm talking about that central midfielder who's going to trend more towards the defense than trying to create, and it's going to be Watts.
Yeah, you think it's going to be Hebert and Wollum on the wings?
Yeah, and Horn or Yarrow instead of Hebert in the center backs.
Yeah, and then Watts being that defensive midfielder with
the wing backs for Hebert and
Hartel.
Yeah, yeah.
So what should I
Hartel,
put on?
Trevor Hartel's played like every minute for us.
Yeah,
he's been good.
He's played well. Yeah.
So officially on the record, do we want Hebert as a center back or as a wing back?
I think it's going to be Horn, Nilsson, Bumgarnell on the back.
Final answer.
And I would rather have Hebert at the center back. We just have no one for that right wing back.
Gosh, he's fine. He's just not. He doesn't excel at a wing back like he does as a center back.
He had a pretty good pass last week.
Yeah, he was also involved in the play that we're not going to talk about.
Not going to talk. Okay. Wollum wing back, Hebert wing back. We've established that, correct?
Yeah, until Tottenham comes back, I guess.
We got Watts and Hartel in the midfield.
Don't like it. I would rather have Oistrakh and Hartel.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want Oistrakh to be told to sit back and play defense.
I think Hartel.
I would rather have Watts sitting back in that role so Hartel can go up. Sorry, Trevor.
No, you're good. It's the same thought I had. I'd rather if it's those two, Hartel's going to be sitting back and Oistrakh's going to be up, and I'd rather have Hartel join in the attack. So if that means Watts has to sit back there, I'm fine with it.
I went ahead and took the liberty of putting Klaus and Toyshirt up top. Does anyone disagree with that?
I would so much rather see Silva, but I know they're not going to start him yet.
It'd be Klaus, Toyshirt, Celio.
Yeah, I'd have to say Celio too. Celio is kind of turning into a lock almost. If not at starting, at least seeing him during the game.
That's how he was at the beginning of last year before he got hurt. He was basically, there was like a 4 or 5 game stretch where you just knew he was going to be in the lineup and he's going to be one of your best.
Yeah, players. It was Carnell. The dude rolled out the same lineup every
That's
game.
Fair, but Celio saved us on numerous occasions with late goals. We need him to start scoring more. He's creating stuff, but he's just not scoring.
You guys think that Olaf like didn't really know, which there's no way this is true because he sees it in training, but like didn't really realize what Celio had until he put him in that one game and then was like, holy shit, how have I not been starting this guy?
Yeah, it might have also been a case of you don't know how he's going to come back after the injury yet, because it was kind of a gruesome injury. Is leg snapping.
And he could not be very good in like the drills and stuff they're doing. And then you put him in a game and he's got all that space to work. And obviously he's really good in space. And it could be one of those things where like you'll see it flashes in practice, but you don't see him really excelling at those like tight keep away drills. And then you see him out there with the space he has and you realize, oh wow, he can really create chances. And maybe he just didn't fit how Olaf wanted to play. And then you see we haven't scored in forever and he's the only guy creating chances, and that's why he's seeing more minutes, and now he's basically a lock for the lineup.
Okay, so we are good with, we have Lunt in net, Horn, Nilsson, Bumgarnell at the center back line,
love
Hebert
the
and Wollum. What was that?
Love the Nilsson start. You guys know I love my it. Center backs.
Gotta play him the 5 games a year is available.
Hebert and Wollum at the wing backs. Watts and Hartel, maybe Oistrakh. We can kind of put that off to the side, maybe Oistrakh. And then Klaus, Toyshirt, and Celio up top. I think that's pretty close.
I want to ask you guys' opinion on a change that I would make. Take Toyshirt out. Hartel up where you put Toyshirt, and Oistrakh where Hartel is currently.
Have Hartel way up the field. I don't think it would happen, but it'd be interesting.
I'd rather have Hartel in the midfield.
Or what if you just swapped Hebert and Klaus?
What if?
I you don't.
Know, the smallest dude on the field as a wingback, just for some Hebert fantasy.
He can hold up the ball in the defensive third.
Slowly up the right hand side of the field.
Sometimes when I see Hebert get the ball, he still looks so panicked.
Yeah. He's gotten better though. He's gotten better on the ball.
He's been our most consistent player.
All right, well, we.
I would say
I don't know about
our best.
He's
I
just up said, there.
When Hebert, I still don't know about that.
You know what you're getting out of Kyle Hebert. He doesn't pretend to be anything he's not.
Okay. Actually, no. I'd want to take what I said back. I think he's, I don't know about consistent, but he's reliable in the fact that he hasn't gotten hurt yet and can log minutes.
Oh, well, that's the bar.
All right.
So, Wallum Hartel up there, too.
You guys are making me do it. I'm going to go over his match rating every match this season. 7-2, 7-3, 7-8, 7-2. And then we had a bad one, 6-4. 6-8, 6-8, 6-8, 7-2, 6-8. If that's not consistent, I don't know what is.
A lot of sixes there. Yeah.
6-8s, though.
Glossed over those.
All right, hold on. Let me go to Betchers. Give me 1 second. Let's go see what Betcher's been doing.
We said Hartel and Wallum.
All right, well, here, let me pick one. Wallum? Okay, fine. I'll pick Wallum.
Because Hartel's got better numbers.
6-3, 6-8, 7-7, 6-5, 6-7, 7-6, 7-0, 7-1, 6-7. A lot of sixes in there.
A lot more sevens, I think.
No, it's the same amount of sevens. Actually, Hebert has the more, but I'm not going to count him because he's played one more game.
A 7-7, though.
All right, let's go to
Hartel. Do we need
to It's the last one. It's the last one. 7-6. 6-8. 8-5. You know, that's when he scored a goal. 7-9. And then the game that Hebert had a 6-4, Hartel put in a nice big old 5-8. 6-8, 7-6, 6-5, 6-8, 7-1. Kyle Hebert has been one of, if not our most consistent player on the team.
But see, you've changed it to one of.
All right, he's been the most. A 5-8's awful, guys. That's not consistent with an 8-5. What about
the 8-5?
Well, that's not consistent. That's just a bigger gap.
Everybody has a bad game.
Let's. I think we can move on. Put a bow on the. The player rating segment that we just got into. We do have predictions to make.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to put in an interview request for Kyle Hebert.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
But you guys don't get to interview him. Only I get to interview him because I'm the only one that's going to appreciate it.
Whatever, pal. City Limits guessing game time. We will let Jack go first, I guess, because he is the leader in the clubhouse.
We still don't have a sponsor for that?
No, we do not.
You were just at like a Coca-Cola thing. You couldn't get us a sponsor?
I was.
Couldn't even get us a Fresca sponsorship or something?
Probably not Fresca specific, but probably a Heartland Coca-Cola, maybe. I could ask my boss. I'll ask him at the wedding.
I was the cashier at Quick Trip, and he told me to leave.
Hey, you want to sponsor my podcast? Get the fuck out of here, man.
You better get out of this bar.
Get out of my store. I'm calling the cops. All right.
You're next to the fucking homeless dude outside screaming, going, hey, would you like to sponsor my podcast? Did I tell you about the time? Never mind. We'll just keep it moving. City Limits guessing game time. Jack, you are the leader with 4 points, so you can go first.
You're never going to believe my guess. I got a 2-0 City win with a Cubs goal.
Yep.
At this point, we're calling it the Jack Special. That's the Jack Special. 2-0 City win with a Klaus goal. And Klaus, of course, wins man of the match because he scores a goal. And no one is going to win man of the match other than Klaus if Klaus scores a goal.
I like the Jack Special. I like the Jack Special. Can I change mine to the Jack Special, or is that like a trademark?
No, Jack. If I talked you into it, then I talked you into it.
Yeah, he is actually making a live edit right now, changing it to the Jack special.
Stop snitching, dude. Stop snitching.
Nicole, tell us about how we're going to draw or lose. Is that what we usually do?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I do have a 1-1 draw. I think that we do get a point, which is a positive. I think that we score our first goal away. I think it's going to be by Hartel in the midfield. And I have Ben Lunt man of the match again for the second straight time.
I hate it.
Why? We're getting a point, you know? It's a point. It's a away result.
You spent all day Tuesday complaining about getting a point.
He's got you there.
Now you're trying to sell me on getting a point?
Because that game on Sunday.
What if that second goal is the 90th plus four?
We're still giving up that goal. It's frustrating. It makes you. We had 3 points in our hand.
You are the opposite of Kyle Hebert. You are inconsistent.
Ooh. I feel like I'm pretty consistent. Ooh. It's just you don't like my opinions.
Hey, Mike Trevor.
Hey, he said it.
I feel like I'm pretty consistent. You don't like it.
That's why you say the same thing twice.
That's spot on. That is spot on. Cole, I think your mic is echoing. You mind unplugging that and plugging it back in? You know what? Just unplug it and we'll finish up. I have the Jack special 2-0 City win. Hartel, man of the match. Hartel's one of the goal scorers. And I will be getting 2 points this week for sure.
I thought Klaus was integral to the Jack special.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Klaus could have the other goal.
Trevor special, 2-0 City, Hartel.
There you go.
I'm taking you to court
Now for the mic special.
I got 3-1 City. I do guess 3 goals for City a lot.
I guess
it's a little bit of a reach.
The dam is going to break soon. And I did have Betcher initially as my goal scorer, but I'm going to go Celio. Celio gets one. And, you know, same logic as Jack. Celio scores a goal, he's a man of the match. Just how it's going to work.
Yeah, that's where I think us taking the fan vote comes into play, because anyone who scores, if it's a City win, it's going to be Klaus or whoever scores. And if it's a win, like a shutout or a draw, it's obviously going to be Lunt.
Well, you put Betcher first, laughed about it, and then change it to a real one.
It's why I was against doing the fan vote. Because
I still think the fan vote is the right decision.
I disagree.
Now when Hebert has the best game and he's not even on the vote.
It definitely should be like the 4 highest rated players of the time be in the fan vote.
Didn't they have Lunt twice last week?
Yeah. They're pushing the narrative.
Maybe Cole's the one coding these and that he's just going to keep putting Lunt until he's all 4 options.
I guarantee you that if they accidentally put Berkey on one, Berkey would win it.
Absolutely.
I'd vote for him just for the memes.
Well, that's what they chose the wrong Ben Lunt. I chose the one that only had like 16%, not the one that had like 85.
All right, I think that'll about do it for us here at Inside City Limits. Give the 2 people that are on social media a follow. That is myself, at C Sutton City. That is Jack. I don't know why, Jack, I can't remember your account name.
It's City Limits Jack. It's literally our podcast minus Inside plus my name.
I don't know why I always think it's the full Inside City, or like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I thought that was too long, and someone already took at ICL Jack.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That was me. No.
You know, I'm not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to watch this game live, because we're going to be celebrating Trevor's marriage.
Yes.
But next time against Omaha, you guys can catch me live tweeting the game. I'm gonna commit to it.
Okay.
Like that game on Apple TV?
I
think it might be on like the US soccer website or something.
You guys might catch me live streaming, live tweeting that game.
Might have to go to the game to live tweet that game.
If not that game, then San Diego for sure.
We also have the podcast account at ICL Pod. Give us a follow there. We're not really sure when we will be coming back with the recap because of the wedding. I think we might have to do a Sunday rewatch, but we will be back to talk about the 1-1 draw that happens at Lumen Field. And until then, thank you guys for listening, and let's go, City.